back to the Jeff Moore Show. That's from Talk 106.5. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday morning. Once again, we're at the Alabama State House in Montgomery. Made the trip up last night. Stayed at the lovely Hampton Inn in Hope Hall, Alabama, not far from the Alabama Safari Park, where there is apparently a llama or something named after Kay Ivey. But anyway, enough of that. Still to come on the program, I'm going to State Representative Ron Bolton at the top of the hour. House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter at the 1030 block. State Representative Cynthia Allman, Tuscaloosa lawmaker, coming up to 11 o'clock hour. And then we will wrap it up with State Senator Sam Gavan at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour, kind of doing the, as we say, the parade of lawmakers this morning. So stay tuned. Also, just 251-343-0106. If you need to be in touch with the show, all you got to do is text me. That's the best way to do so. But joining us now, a new fresh face. And he's been here, and our paths haven't really crossed but a couple of times. But State Representative Ben Robbins from Silicago with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for making time for us. Well, I kind of question to ask everybody who's never been on this program, but like, you've been in the legislature for a relatively short amount of time compared to some, I guess, but like, what are your initial impressions? How's it going?
I like it. I like crafting policy. I like working on behalf of people. I like serving people. So I'm enjoying it. I kind of like the give and take and working on policy that really improves our state. And I think we've done a lot in the last few years to improve the quality of life and our economic development approach to the state.
Well, and you hail from Silicaga. I'm very familiar with Silicaga. I grew up in Shelby County, so every time I would go back and forth to Auburn to school.
Yeah, you would pass. You would go through my district for most of that because I'm from the Coosa River Bridge all the way to the Tallapoosa Line. So you would take 280. About half of your trip was in my district.
Yeah, and then like you get to like Kellyton, and it's like back and forth to two lane to four lane, and now it's all the way done.
Now it's four lane all the way. It's amazing. Yeah, because it used to be you'd have to pass everyone you wanted to at a certain point, and then you'd be like stuck for a little while. But now it's all good.
The kids that live in Berea to go to Auburn got it so good now.
They don't understand. They don't understand what 280 used to be. And then you hear like my mom growing up in Childersburg, she'd say stuff like, they don't even remember that this was a two lane all the way to Birmingham. And at some points they even be down, you know, just going on Double Oak Mountain, how difficult that
used to
be.
Go to the Narrows.
You used to like almost couldn't get to Birmingham from South Shelby or Talladega.
Well, when I was a kid, when Auburn first time Alabama played in Auburn, it was like they were going to a foreign country. And reading about the trek down Highway 280 and all these like places you go through, or like mysterious places, you know, the Birmingham Answer the Birmingham Post Herald back then, I just kind of laughed at it, you know. And then I was younger then, but they really did like. Didn't really understand this foreign place called Auburn, Alabama, and going through
this foreign land called East Alabama.
To go through really the Talladega County, is there like a racetrack or something out there? Yeah. I don't know what some of that's all about. But how are things going? I've seen you. Yes, you do the front porch show a few times.
Yeah, I've done the front porch, and I saw. I don't know if you ever watched, but I saw Terry Mitchell was down here last night. One of my constituents that hosts the front porch. Yeah, and Kenny Dean. That's a fun show to go on, actually.
But most of our listeners have no idea what we're talking about. But in Alexander City, I guess it's on public access television or whatever, there's a show called The Front Porch. And I see it pop up on my Facebook feed. Like, oh, there's a lawmaker. We'll see what they're talking about, what's going on. But, they'll spend a lot of time talking about your part of the state. And I'm just kind of curious. We'll move on to some other topics, but like, what do you hear from folks? Is it just the same thing you hear everywhere else? We want a lottery or pave our roads or whatever. Like, what's sort of the vibe there?
I mean, I can't speak to what other, you know, other districts, what other representatives hear in their district, but I can say in my district, one of the main things we always hear about is just jobs and opportunity. And that, to me, that's the reason I ran. That's what I focus a lot of my attention on is how do we create more opportunity in my district, in the state of Alabama. And I think, you know, some of the workforce package that we have does that. I think last session, some of the game plan bills we passed does that. Because, you know, just focusing on how do we incentivize growth in our state and how do we incentivize that growth, not just from foreign investment. When I say foreign, I mean from out of the community in. Right. And how do we grow from what we already have?
Well, is that a place that really wants a lot of industry, or like what's the ideal kind of economic situation to recruit to your district?
Well, we do want growth. We do want opportunities. We want more, you know, a lot of times what I hear is I wish we had more things for our children to do, more right. activities, more whatever that might look like. And a lot of that comes from economic growth. You know, the more jobs you have, the more disposable income you have, the more services and what have you then spin off of that. So what we want in our community is we want to be on the trajectory, on the upward trajectory and not the downward trajectory. And I think in kind of my area, I think sometimes we feel a little bit like we're on the downward trajectory in a lot of ways. And so I think, you know, that's one of the reasons I ran. I wanted to change that. And the best way to do that is to focus on a growth strategy that benefits the entire state and indirectly benefits my district.
Well, tell me this, and the graphite plant, talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, you know, there is Westwater, which is a graphite, you know, the mining company that has built a processing plant in Kellyton, so in Coosa County. And, you know, one of the big promises is going to be that from basically Clay County to Chilton County in Alabama, you have one of the largest deposits of graphite in the world. And graphite is used in battery manufacturing. And so one of the things people think about is the EV market and whether or not it could be used to create batteries for the EV market. But one of the other things that's so important about it is the national security aspect. So if we can get that mine online in Coosa County, that every private in the U.S. Army walks around with a backpack on.
Right.
And that backpack is battery powered. So where do we get the graphite and the lithium from now? We get it from nations that do not really like us.
Third world.
Right.
Yeah, we get it from very fragile sort of.
Right. We get it from most graphite now comes from either Eastern Europe or from Africa. And so if we could, which is typically being mined by Chinese owned companies. So what we would like to be able to do, obviously, is mine it ourselves, process it ourselves, and be able to supply our nation's military off our own raw materials as opposed to relying on other countries. And so that's why I think it's so important for our national security, but also the economic opportunities. I mean, we're talking about not just the processing facility that's being built that's about 90% complete in Kellyton, but then if we can get the mines online too, we're talking about completely changing the economy and, you know, kind of the Coosa, Tallapoosa, Talladega County area.
What has to be done at the state level to make something like this happen? Like, you know, like to get wheels in motion, what does an economic opportunity need from what kind of resources? What do you have to do to kind of make things happen?
Well, we've already done a lot. I mean, the Growing Alabama tax credit provided a lot of support in terms of tax credits to allow the processing facility to be built in Kellyton. But one of the big things we're looking at now is Coosa County is so remote, and parts of Coosa County are so remote. It doesn't have the power grid to support a mine. It doesn't have the roads, the water, the infrastructure is just not there. So what we have to do first is get the processing plant up and off the ground, which we're 90% there. If we can get that online, and then I think we as a state need to turn our attention and start looking at how can we help and invest into getting this mine up and going. And I think that is conversations about how do we help with the infrastructure in that area because it is so remote.
I mean, you don't think of that as a remote part of the state, but I mean, there are some places there, you know, like a big old 4-lane highway 280 straight through the middle there, but you get between Alexander City and Sylacauga, I guess that's kind of, You know, it can be.
Yeah, you're right in there. It's very remote. And then if you think about it on the map, you're in between 280 and 65.
Right.
I mean, the county only has roughly, I think it's right about 9,000 some odd people. I mean, it's the second smallest county in the state, which people don't seem to realize that it's just kind of tucked away right there in between Montgomery and Birmingham, in
right.
between. So, but, you know, and everyone, most people there, they, you know, they'll come and do their shopping in Sylacauga, and so are down in Ellic City. But it's there's a lot of opportunity, not just in Coosa County, but in Talladega County. And 280 presents a great opportunity in terms of the corridor to commerce. But we need to improve our infrastructure in some of the rural parts to get the mine up and going.
Well, you had the river, the Coosa River, kind of cutting everything off. And it was like always like ever since I can remember, talking about building a bridge there. And it, you know, it always sort of kind of fizzles out.
Yeah, there's always been talk of a bridge. That's a very, you know, we're talking local politics here, but that's a very local issue.
Yeah.
So there's always been talk for the audience that if you look at a map, you look at 65 and you look at 280, there's been talk, and even Tim James
was going to build a toll bridge. Yeah.
Right. You know, there was a talk back in the 90s and talks between, we'll say the negotiations between Talladega and Shelby County fell apart. And then about 5 years ago, 5 to 10 years ago, Tim James was going to do it with his own money, private investment, and build a toll road that would connect 65 and 280. And so you could, in essence, you know, it would provide another kind of bypass around Birmingham. And you could, you know, if you were coming from Tuscaloosa and you look at the map, it's kind of a straight line right there instead of going up towards Birmingham. And he would create, in essence, a southern bypass that would connect you to 280.
Well, it's funny to think about these stories from the past. But you know, like Coosa County, and you go through there, and you go through Rockford. Governor Bentley tells me that there's no like medical infrastructure there, that you don't have like doctors there. Well, you don't want a big graphite plant, and you're going to have to do something about that, right?
Yeah, well, that's one thing that I'm really proud of, that, you know, me and Senator Chambliss were able to get the health department open to Coosa County. It didn't even have a health department up until 2 years ago. So during the whole COVID, you know, where they're like, go to your health department.
Right, right.
There wasn't even a health department to go to. And it was the only county in the state with no health department. So we were able to get the health department reopened, which is also, you know, with that, we're also able to get a pharmacy to relocate, but to open a second branch in Rockford. And so, you know, there's some opportunities in terms of telemedicine that could come to Rockford or to somewhere in Coosa County. But, you know, it's the whole supply and demand issue with any business. You know, if you have 9,000 people, it's hard to then justify.
But you think about, like, this graphite stuff is really what everybody makes it out to be. I mean, it's gonna have to get better, right?
I mean, it'll have to. I mean, just like what I talked about with the infrastructure. I mean, I think we're going to have to at some point make an investment in kind of Northwest Coosa County in terms of building the grid and in terms of building water lines out there. And that's going to take an investment from the state because Coosa County just can't afford it. But then I think that we would get a return on our investment because you're looking at the tax dollars that would come off of a operational
right.
line.
I mean, that is something that will change that county significantly.
Right. And it wouldn't just change that county. It'd change all the counties
around it. Yeah. Because like, you think of Coosa County, it's like you have to be, unless there's been a few times over the last few years that I just had to go down 231 for whatever reason. But like it's one of these places where unless you're going there, you're not really going through there very often. Right.
Right. I mean, it's true. And that's, you know, that's the way it is for a lot of the
part of Alabama.
Yeah.
Right.
But with the mine, what it does is if it becomes operational, not only right now with the processing plant that's being built in Kellyton, but it could create its own ecosystem, you know, where then products that are made with graphite, like batteries, or
right.
you know, then do you have battery manufacturers?
Well, it's like
then,
when you know, these auto plants come and they have all the suppliers that kind of piggyback off of it, right?
Exactly. Except you would be starting from the raw material on this end, kind of like a lot of people don't know that, like in Sylacauga, they, you know, with the quarry, that calcium carbonate that comes out, which is the base. You know, which is, you know, what marble is, like, there's a base element is calcium carbonate. That goes into paint, goes into Tums, goes into shingles. So there's two shingles factories right outside
the quarry. Yeah.
So that's what can and will happen if we get the marble quarry, graphite up and going. You're going to have these industries that use graphite locating to the product.
It's just right there. It's like we did the last century with all the textiles, right? The cotton.
Right.
Sort of same idea, same approach. But I can only imagine how it's really going to change that community. People seem okay with that.
I think so. I think that, the Coosa County Commission has given abatements and incentives and is fully on board. And one of the good things, in terms of people in Coosa County is that where the processing plant is, it's right off 280.
Right.
So it doesn't really affect
the communities per se.
Right. If you want to have the tranquil sense of life in Coosa County, you can still have it, but have the tax, the benefit of having a job within a shorter distance to get there. And then you get the taxes off of the business still in your county.
Well, Representative, we'll wrap it up there, but thanks for coming by. I'm glad to get you on, and let's talk again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
State Representative Ben Robbins there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Fuller Show on FM Talk 106.5. Daddy never was.